Thanks, everyone, for spending part of your day with us here on The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Allentown, Nebraska, and reminding you about some special things coming up. In fact, a special thing right here in Valentine is going to be the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering and Old West Days. And you're invited. Matter of fact, you come on down and join us. April 24th through the 27th with the Old Time Melodrama, Western Art and Trade Show, featured performers like David Paul, Brooke Turner, Floyd Beard, Lindy Simmons, Dave Stamey, and more. Check it all out at oldwestdays.net. That's oldwestdays.net. Now, many of the events are free. Some of them are just a little bit of money to get into to help cover the cost. So check it out, and we'll see you in Valentine at Old West Days.
That sounds good to me. And Tri-State Livestock News. You don't even have to travel for this. Imagine that. You can subscribe just by going to tsln.com. They have local, national, and international livestock industry news, livestock auction reports, award-winning columnists, classifieds. I'm telling you, if you stop and look at Tri-State Livestock News, you will be amazed. I'm always amazed at everything that they cover. Just go to tsln.com to subscribe now.
And Kim, what are you going to share with us on The Good Stuff for today?
Well, I think we better talk a little bit about calving, don't you?
Oh, it is calving season. Everybody's been mid to maybe some in the later part of their calving season.
Yeah, that's true. So I came across this. This is by Gary Homestead, OC57. We were sorting calves from cows on the Johnson Ranch over Aberdeen Way. There was a normal bellerin' and bawlin'. Cows weren't looking for hay. As we're working away in the wind and dust, one black Angus stood out from the rest. Chris yelled, "Watch C-57, because to put you on the fence, she'll do her best." I watched that critter as she moved through the pen, her head high, eyes looking for fun. Carried herself in an aggressive way, she's easily half a ton. She didn't move slow as most of them do, her steps full of purpose and quick. We kept sorting. I was running the gate. She spied me, charged my way, and I was slick. Up the fence, over the top, Chris yelled, said, "You okay?" She snorted, looked, and stopped. Old C-57, best stay out of her way.
Well, it's calving season, so that fits. It's also golf season. Pretty close, anyway.
For a few, it's already started.
Larry Lindstrom sent this one in. A what-if golf story. What if you were playing in the club championship tournament finals, and the match was halved at the end of 17 holes? You had the honor and hit your ball a modest 250 yards to the middle of the fairway, leaving it a simple 6-iron to get to the pin. Your opponent then hits his ball, lofting it deep into the woods to the right of the fairway. Being the golfing gentleman that you are, you help your opponent look for his ball. Just before the permitted 5-minute search period ends, your opponent says, "Go ahead and hit your second shot, and if I don't find it in time, I'll concede the match." You hit your ball, landing it on the green, stopping about 10 feet from the pin. About the time your ball comes to rest, you hear your opponent exclaim from deep in the woods, "I found it!" The second sound you hear is a click, the sound of a club striking the ball, and the ball comes sailing out of the woods and lands on the green, stopping no more than 6 inches from the hole. Now, the real what-if in this story. What if you had your opponent's golf ball in your pocket? Now you're in a quandary, aren't you?
Yes, indeed. Absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Here's something about friends. A pessimist read his horoscope, which said, make new friends and see what happens. So he made 3 new friends and nothing happened. Now he complains he's stuck with 3 new friends.
Not a bad deal. Come on.
No, not at all. But he is a pessimist. So
that's true.
You kind of see that was coming.
Sending out an invitation to you and all your friends and family to join them in Miles City, Montana for the world famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. That's right. They're going to get things started May 3rd and 4th. 2 days of great derby racing. Live Churchill Downs simulcast on those both days. Mother's Day, also the Kentucky Derby from Churchill Downs. And that's going to be one day where mothers get in absolutely free. Don't forget the music concert on May 15th, all the permit challenge, bucking horse sale, and a whole lot more coming up at Miles City, Montana. That's May 15th through the 18th, the main run in there, and you can go to buckinghorsesale.com to find out more details. And, of course, keep listening to more of The Good Stuff.